Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Donald Sosin in Lakeville, Connecticut.
Hey, where is Lakeville, Connecticut, Donald?
Oh, we're tucked in the northwest corner of the state, right near New York and Massachusetts.
Oh, I see. There's New York State, you mean. That's like where a lot of rich people live.
When they're around, a lot of weekenders.
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of people with their country.
We're not among them.
Do you like to break into their houses and mess with their stuff?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip.
All right, give it a try. Welcome to the show, Donald. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here is your first limerick.
I am moving my knight with finesse. With my gambit play, I'm in deep stress. All those pawns are a threat. Now I'm dripping with sweat. I get fit while I sit playing.
Chess.
Exactly right. A Stanford researcher claims that chess players can burn 6,000 calories a day while playing in a tournament. This finally explains why most of the top chess players are so incredibly fit. We assume that's true. We have no idea what the top chess players look like. They say that the stress of a high-stakes chess match elevates your breathing and heart rate to what a marathon runner experiences without all that difficult moving.
Could this come from, with all due respect to nerds, nerds that played chess that didn't want to play sports, that were like, yeah, I burned the same calories.
Right. You're saying
they just made,
they
it
made
up.
This up.
Yeah, of
They're,
course.
Something to tell their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it.
I'm not going to gym class. I'm going to chess club.
Yeah. It's better for me. All right. Here is your next limerick.
As we buzz about times we have had, all us bees think of good things and bad. We pollinate memories fondly and tenderly. Bees can be happy or
sad.
Yes, very good. This week we learned bees have memories, and they can tell the difference between a happy, positive memory and a sad, negative one. Happy memories are like finding a can of Coke at a picnic table, and sad memories are like finding your friends floating in it. So, we all knew that bees were smart. They can do these dances, they can find flowers, they can tell their friends how to find it, but it doesn't explain why, if they have memories, they keep stinging people if they know that if they do that, they'll die. They have to remember the times their friends did that and they died, right? But maybe the news is then that bees have memories, but they're also really dumb.
Or maybe they're just like, hey, if you sting him, you're gonna die. And he's like, I don't care. I hate that guy.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go out doing what I love.
All right, here is your last limerick.
My tortilla got hard as a Rocco. Now the library's in for a shocko. This half-moon-shaped stain isn't hard to explain, because the bookmark I used was a...
Morocco? Taco!
Yes, a taco!
Yes.
A little assist for my wife on that one.
Oh, really? She shouted at you? A librarian in Indiana discovered a taco smashed between the pages of a recently returned book. It was either a sloppy bookmark or another attempt by Taco Bell to find a new way to sandwich cheese and meat slurry inside something crunchy. A picture of the improvised bookmark went viral, with people calling it a waste of both a good book and a good taco. Other brands ruined books by dropping their food products on them. Meanwhile, Taco Bell got itself a new slogan, Donde está la biblioteca? Bill, how did Donald do in our quiz?
Donald gets credit for 3 in a row, but his wife is in there, too.
Congratulations. You both win. You're both winning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing, Donald.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Take a look. It's in a book. A read.